Helicopters circled and squads of police in riot gear lined the streets and surrounded the rally where hundreds of Oscar Grant supporters gathered. At the rally, some people worked on art projects in honor of Grant, while community activists, spoken word artists, concerned residents, and union organizers took turns expressing outrage over Johannes Messerli's short sentence.
Stay organized! Stay disciplined and organized! Organize.
Mike Walker is a spoken word artist known as Ghetto Prophet.
Messerli's sentence meant to me today that this is still Jim Crow era. No matter how many years it's been since the supposed Emancipation Proclamation, the minorities in this country are still not held equal or free. And that's really what it means.
What's it like to be a black man living in this community?
Tiring and inspiring at the same time.
Give me more.
There's the dynamic of living in a city that's overpopulated by officers who do not live in this city, who hold negative views of the people of this community. And so therefore, we spend most of our days fighting against our own character defamation. I'm a father, I work, but yet I still get arrested anytime the police want to arrest me, and they'll find a way to do it, you know, find a way to have you shipped off somewhere. You look at out here now, we've been telling people all day we want a peaceful rally, yet we still got over 500 cops sitting at the corner watching us, you know. And so it just really lets me know, like, I imagine sometimes living in Oakland to be a small version of Beirut. Like, this is a police state.
At 6 p.m., as the organizing permit expired, the crowd saluted the growing police force with their middle fingers and took a pledge.
I swear to leave this rally, go back into my community, get educated, get organized, get empowered, and fight back. I will fight back.
After the rally, a large group of people crossed Broadway and began walking through the downtown streets of Oakland toward Lake Merritt. A few people jumped on cars at stoplights or on cars parked on the side of the road, but most people in the group were peaceful. Some walked in silence while others chanted. The group walked several blocks before being surrounded by hundreds of police in riot attire. The police barricaded the group in between 2nd Avenue and Fallon Street. Most members of the group walked through Peralta Park and ended up at 11th Street. Some members of the group then headed toward East 17th and East 18th Streets. Police barricaded the remaining members of the group and began making arrests. Police vehicles and officers on foot lined East 18th Street, making it inaccessible to through traffic. Corbin Lee is a resident of the neighborhood who was at the Oscar Grant rally.
Part of the group came down this way and got surrounded by the police for exercising their First Amendment rights.
What do you think about that?
I think that it's unconstitutional, and I think that citizens should have a right to speak their mind about the hypocrisy and racism that pervades our society. Johannes Messerli gets less of a sentencing than Michael Vick does. And Messerli murdered somebody, and Michael Vick was into dogfighting.
Melvin Noble is a retired social worker from Contra Costa County who has lived in Oakland for 30 years. Noble says Messerli got away with murder.
In this day and time, with African Americans, we've got a black president and a black attorney general. If we can't get justice in this country now, then we never will.
Noble called the police presence in his neighborhood overkill.
The Oakland Police Department, you know, they have a history of being unsympathetic to African Americans. Even though we have an African American chief, they call themselves trying to be restrained. Maybe they are. But even still, they don't have to show this kind of mass force, especially right now when you've got maybe 100 police, 50, 100 people around. This is ridiculous.
The Oakland Police Department says it arrested 152 people throughout the night. One-third of those arrested reportedly resided outside of Oakland. Sharon Sabota, Pacifica Radio, KPFA, Oakland.